Thanks for calling Bank Democritus. You are speaking with Rob. How can I help?
Yes, I'm new to your website. I am searching for someone who can finish preparing my book for publication. I don't need any advance. I've written it, 20 chapters, 460 pages. I don't want any advice on all of that stuff. I just need somebody to take it from word and prepare it for final printing. Do you do that?
Absolutely, we do that.
Pardon me?
Yes, we do that. So you mentioned that you have 20 chapters, around 460 pages. The book is written. It's edited, and the services that you're looking for, you just want us to simply finalize it and publish a book. That's it.
Correct. I'm looking at different things here at the same time. I've got to concentrate. yes, I have it just in Word. I can go chapter by chapter, and I see what I like, and it looks okay. But I don't know how to take the final step and publish it myself, and I would just as soon pay somebody else to do that.
Okay, see, even if you complete, if you do each and everything, at some point you need assistance from professionals just like us. So let me explain each and everything to you how exactly publishing process works.
Sure.
Yep, exactly. One thing, again, I have a question before that. What about the cover art? Do you want us to design the cover pages, or that's something that's already been taken care of?
I've taken care of it.
It's already taken care of, which means that book is written, right. It's edited, cover pages are ready, and all right, that's perfectly fine. And what this book is about, if you don't mind telling me, is this about your life, or?
It's about a woman in Townsend, Montana, who was one of the first professional photographers in the state and became a professional, opened a studio, and I have her work, what remains of it, and I have her story, which has not been told before because various people, like her son, dumped the records.
God, that's perfect. Oh, that sounds interesting. These kind of books, usually they do amazing in the market. So you have the story completed, and do you want us to add any pictures as well in the book, or be just gone?
No
pictures?
In other words, it can be just simply text. Let me just add one other thing. Because the information on this woman was so lacking, let me throw in here. I've taught at three different universities, two in the States, and I've retired from Ryerson. And so I know something about, you know, writing these kinds of things. Anyhow, because there were so few points of information given a line that, say, started with her birth and ended with her death, I then decided to start adding things. Like, how did women in this early date, why did they go into photography? Why did they go into photography in Montana? Why in the U.S.? Why in Canada? Why in the world? So I collected everything that's been written. That is, because Ryerson has a huge still photography program. The library had all sorts of books on the subject. And so I've taken from them. So, one, it's about women in the world. It's also about, because of the time she grew up, about the rise of industrialism and corporatism. So it's it gets into politics, and because her life was bounded, shall we say, by two wars, the Civil War and then the First World War. So we get into Lincoln, and I learned all sorts of things that were never taught me that are coming to light. And so it has, let's say, a great deal of controversy.
I see, I see, I see. God, this, wow. That's something very different. And
very different.
Yeah, exactly.
Lincoln, for example, just to give you some material around that point, he never fought to free the slaves. That was a gimmick, and it's now been proven. He was going to send all the slaves back home as soon as they won the war. The war was fought over economics, and it was fought about the southern states' right to secession. And it is now more or less acknowledged, unlike many of the historians that have talked about all this for years, who said it wasn't legal. Well, it was legal. And I have many scholars who point out how the South was right. Lincoln was wrong. To give you one example, nearby where my great-grandmother, this woman, lived in Missouri, Lincoln came in and destroyed 3,000 square miles of farmers, buildings, cattle, and people. He scorched the earth. And this was within miles of where this woman was. So,
oh, that's just amazing.
Most people, when I tell them about it, most of them, I went to undergraduate school in Montana. So my buddies back there think, oh, God, Kelly, you moved to Canada and you're becoming deranged. So they don't believe it. They don't believe it, even when I provide documentation, which is incontrovertible, like letters that Lincoln wrote himself.
Wow.
There can be no doubt, if ands, or buts. So it's a project that I think could merit somebody. But for example, I don't know if you know in the U.S. Skyhorse Publications.
I heard about them. Yes. Yeah.
They have published. They are, in my view, one of the leading publishers for controversial subjects, and they're usually very right, so that all the trouble that's stirred up never gets to them as making them revise anything. So I am thinking about sending it to Skyhorse, and but I also think about, well, I'll just get it published here myself. Help, I've know how to do photography, done it for years. I do the cover and whatever.
Cool.
And believe me, I've spent over 10 years working on the text.
And then again, the things that you, because see, as a consultant, sir, we talk to so many different authors on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can certainly tell that these kind of it's first of all, it's very different. And when it comes to these kind of books, they do amazing in the market. Again, we know how to publish, we know how to sell. So these kind of books, if you have a book like this, you need to get out there. No point again keeping it to yourself. Just let the world know. So it's going to be maybe very beneficial for many people as well. Exactly. So sir, again, can I have your name first and last?
Yes.
You didn't catch it.
No, I didn't give it. And I would like yours. My name is James Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
God, my name is Rob, sir. It's R-O-B. So my complete name is Robert Williams. I go with the name of Rob Williams.
I got the first name, Rob.
Yep, and second is Williams.
Williams.
Correct, that's right.
Well, that's easy enough.
So, this is company's main line, and then my direct number is, when are we ready for it?
Okay.
It's
716-517-417-4821. 4821.
That's right, yeah. This is my direct line. But the
do you have an email?
Yes, I do.
That I can send something to?
Yep.
I made a blurb. I made a blurb for the book as if I were the publisher. And I can send that to you.
All right, that would
it's
be
like
great.
Three pages.
Okay, that is perfect.
If you'd like. Okay.
Okay,
where should I send?
My email address is rob.williams@penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay, let me just make sure I got this right.
Sure.
R-O-V Williams. All one word.
Yes, correct. So it's Rob dot, then we have dot as well, period, and then Williams.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me go through it step by step so I got it for sure.
Oh, sure. That's fine.
R-O-V.
I'm really sorry to interrupt you. Is this your cell phone? What I can do, I can send you a message. I can send your text message. If this is
no, I don't have a cell phone. I'm back on landline.
That's perfectly fine. All right. So please go ahead then.
Okay. ROV dot.
Mm-hmm.
Williams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dot.
No, that's it, sir. After Williams, it's at Penguin Book.
Okay.
Writer. Yep.
Is Win Books?
It's Penguin. P-E-N.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, Penguin. Huh. You know Penguin Publishers, Penguin Books?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's it. So it's Penguin. It's basically a separate division of Penguin Publishers, Penguin Random House. So we are called Penguin Book Writers. .com. That's
okay.
The company. Yep.
And COM.
That's right, yeah. So, complete email is going
to
be...
Can we go through this again, Rob? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, please. That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
I don't want to screw this up. We've had a nice... you've been a good listener and encouraging me. Anyhow, ROV dot Williams at... PenguinBookWritersAllOneWord.com.
That's it. We got it, sir. That's perfectly fine, yeah.
Okay, man. Okay, so I will send you a little blurb I made.
That would be great. That would be great. Meanwhile, sir, and then what I can do for now, let me go ahead and explain you the work that we do, how exactly we publish book.
Yes.
First thing, sir, that's going to be a self-published book, which means you will keep all the rights. And we don't take any commission, any credit. So all the money that you're going to earn will be yours. We just provide services. And now the platforms where exactly your book will be published and sold. What we do is we publish books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google.
Yeah,
Google.
Okay.
Yeah,
Google. Yeah.
These are the major platforms that covers around 90% of the market all around the world. And that's where your book will be published. And we'll publish in ebook. So, which means if anyone, they want to read it on their laptops, computers, they can read it. Then there's a hardback and paperback. So it's going to be available in all the formats. And, and then once we receive the manuscript, as your book is written, it's edited as per you, it's completely fine. But all the books that we receive, what Penguin's editors and then our publishing team, they make sure that the book is up to publishing standard. There is no errors in the book, and each and everything is perfect. Because book has to be up to a publishing standard. Only then all the platforms, they're going to go ahead and publish it. So if there is any irrelevant material, sir, our editors will let you know. As per us, we need to replace it with the relevant one. These are the things we can add. And, of course, each and everything would be shared with you. All the work, because this is your book. We are just giving you services. You are hiring us for that. So that's how it's going to be. Now, once everything is ready, as you mentioned, cover pages are already designed. We'll simply compile each and everything together, and we'll put your book out there on all those platforms. And exactly. Now, when it comes to complete turnaround, since you have like 20 chapters, 460 pages, so that's going to take around 3 to 4 weeks. That's the time we need. So if we're starting now, before the holiday season, which is again for books, that's the best season. If there's a book, if you have a book and then you want to get out there, that's the best time of the year before the holiday season.
Rob, and look, just to let you know, I've waited at least 10 years to deal with
exactly.
And I'm in no hurry, and frankly I don't care if I make any money. Sorry, go ahead.
I totally understand. And that's something, again, we'll keep in mind. And then, see, the teams we have, they understand when it comes to books. Penguin Publishers, you must have heard about them. You must have...
I've had Penguin since...
Yeah, exactly. So when it comes to books, we don't disappoint anyone. Even if you do some research about us, you're going to see how exactly Penguin Book Writers works. We are an extended arm of the Penguin Publishers.
Yeah.
And so that's it, sir. These are the platforms. If there's a platform, if you want us to put your book out there in your area, in the local bookstores, in Walmart, so that's something that we do as well. But that's, you need to let us know, and then we'll go ahead and do that. Now, one last thing, how exactly, because all the people who are going to buy your book, who's going to be taking care of shipping and handling. So we set up print-on-demand service for that, which means if 500 people, they are buying it from Amazon, Amazon will be printing it out, and then they will be shipping out to all those clients. They take percentage. So let me give you an example on this. If you decide after, once book is done, our publishing team will let you know as after doing the market research. As per us, we need to sell this book for $20. It's just an example, sir, I'm giving you. So if we decide we need to sell it for $20, Amazon, they're going to keep $4 for printing and shipping. Remaining $16 will fall into your account. So your bank account basically is going to be linked with it. So after every sale, money will be transferred to your account. Each and everything is automated. And then you can keep an eye on as well. That's how print-on-demand service works, and that's how your book will be there. In case if you need printed copies for yourself, we have our printing presses everywhere in States, in Canada. We can print out, for example, you need 50 books, 100 books, we'll print it out and ship it to you. That's going to be, of course, you need to make an order for that I need 50 books, and then we'll go ahead and take care of it. Now, as we are assisting you, so, of course, there's a cost for this, and complete package, you must have checked on our website, sir, that we are running this amazing offer. So each and everything will only cost you $950.
Okay.
From start to finish, yeah, exactly. We'll make sure your book is up to publishing standard. In case if you need help with the cover art, we'll do that. Then we'll go ahead and publish your book. And that too with the promoted publishing, which only Penguin do, which means that for first 6 months, once a week, your book will be listed on the first page. So that basically give more outreach and more opportunity to sell more. So these are the few things that we do. Now, let me know, sir, if you have any questions or anything that you want to ask.
No, you've done a wonderful job. I guess I should ask, let's say I go ahead with you. Mm-hmm. You're nearby, you know, and so I feel comfortable. I can get you on the phone. I can come over to your office or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I engage Skyhorse. in, I think they're in Boston, but I can't, back east someplace, and that they're interested. Does my going with you preclude going with them, or vice versa?
No.
Do you have any idea?
No, sir. That's not going to make any difference, because they are more towards the traditional publishing, which means that they're going to buy your book. They're going to take the rights. But when it comes to Penguin Book Writers, what we do is we just help authors. Well, again, if they need to get their book out there, so we just help them with the self-publishing. But when we say you keep all the rights, so once your book is self-published, you can go anywhere. Even you can contact us or contact us if you want to go with the traditional publishing. But we only do that once your book is self-published. Once your book is live, then of course we can go ahead and our editorial team can contact you. But that's going to be entirely up to you. If you want to go with this guy, it's entirely up to you. If you want to go with Penguins, that's entirely up to you. But for now, what this division does, what we do, we just help you with the self-publishing, which have nothing to do. You can go to any other company. It's perfectly fine. As you keep all the rights.
I think that's a wonderful presentation you made. And I will... I'm trying to think here for a minute. I may not be able to send it today because of complications here at home. But I will send you very soon my little blurb to give you an idea of what the book could be about.
That is, I already have an idea as we have had a long discussion. So again, it looks fantastic. It looks amazing. And so again, I'll leave it to you. You have my direct number. You have my email address. And if you want to go with the self-publishing, we can go ahead as soon as you're ready. So I'll simply give these discounted rates for you. These prices are after around 60% off. So I'll simply save this deal for you. And you can send me the three pages that you have. I'll simply show it to my team, and then we'll go ahead from there.
Yeah, sure. Be interested in your feedback. Okay, man. Well, thank you very much. I'm so glad that I ended up talking to you.
Thank you very much. It was very nice talking to you. I got to hear a few good words, and I'll wait for your call. You can give me a call. My working hours are 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Yeah, you have my direct line, or you can always send me an email, and then I'll get back to you.
Where are you located?
We are in New York.
Oh, you're in New York.
That's where our head office is, yeah.
Oh, and that's where you're located?
Correct. That's right, sir.
Oh, New York was one of my favorite cities.
It's a nice city to live in.
It's that is, I was first there in 1960.
Oh, that was way back.
And I was 21 years old, and a guy that I was put with because of a project, and he was the director of it. He took me under his wing, which I didn't quite understand, but he was born and raised in New York City, and he refused to let me just go to bed at night and get up in the morning. He showed me everything in town and knew all sorts of people. We'd walk into a jazz club, and the trumpet player would jump over and say, "Oh, my God, Rooney, how in the hell are you?" So I met all sorts of people, and later I tried even to buy a house up on Washington Heights near the Cloisters, which is one of my favorites. Anyhow, enough of that, but I would many times regret, I wish to hell I'd stayed in New York City. So I hope you're surviving all the crap that's going on there.
For me, to be honest with you, it's normal now. So yeah, I'm surviving.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Thanks, Rove.
Place all mine, place all mine. It was nice talking to you. Take good care of yourself, and I'll wait for your email.
Okay, Ben. Thanks.
Please. Bye.